According to the Quad Council, students often select the area of nursing they want to specialize in based on their student experiences. And lack of exposure to public health nursing in nursing school will increase the workforce shortages as new grads are unaware of this field of specialty. Public health nurses are the largest part of the public health workforce and will be the field most affected by future workforce shortages. And health department cutbacks can diminish the attention to health promotion education. Another concern I had with my students was that nursing students focus on individuals. They're very good at assessing individuals, hearts, lungs, etc. They're good at analyzing individual assessment data and planning, implementing, and evaluating individual care. It's hard for nurses to get their arms around taking care of a community. How do you escalate a community? What are the sounds and voices of the community? What are the vital signs of a community? And what are the hot spots of concern in a community? Community is client. When you say that, they kind of roll their eyes. Like, what are you talking about? So I try to frame it in that the community assessment is listening to the voices of the community. Data collection is like taking the vital signs of the community. Data analysis is a critical thinking component. And goal identification is a nursing diagnosis. And the action cycle is the implementation phase. And this helps the students conceptualize the term. So my teaching plan, it was RN to BSN students in the fall semester, and I wanted to teach them community assessment, planning, program implementation, using the MAP and the CHIP process. And prior to teaching at Stockton, I had been the director of public health nursing in our local community health department, and I was involved in the MAP and the CHIP process. So I wanted to highlight that experience at each step of the process and provide an opportunity for the students to participate in goals. I thought it would provide a real-life example of community as client. So in 2003, the public health practice standards were revised in New Jersey, and these practice standards provide guidance for the operation of the local public health systems. And the priority areas in the new standards were monitoring community health status and mobilizing community partnerships to identify and solve health problems. And the MAP process is mobilizing for action through planning and participation and partnerships. Let's see. I think that MAP's kind of, can you hear me without the microphone? Okay. Hmm? Oh, see me. Okay.
Hello.
They are taping. They are taping. You have to either have that mic or this.
Oh, okay. Let's stand up then. Is that better? Okay, well, the MAP is a tool developed by the National Association of County and City Health Officials in cooperation with the Public Health Practice Program and the CDC. And it's a evidence-based tool. It was developed between 1997 and 2000. And after you've done the MAP process, the end result is a Community Health Improvement Plan. We call it a CHIP. So it's a nationally recognized model chosen as a basis for the process. In New Jersey in 2004, there was a statewide effort. It resulted in 22 county and 2 city health departments participating in the MAP process. And it engaged over 1,200 community partners between 2005 and 2008. And it was supported by the New Jersey Department of Health and Senior Services. And this was done to comply with the new practice standards in all the counties in New Jersey. So it's a community-driven strategic planning tool. It's not an agency-focused assessment tool. It's an interactive process, and it helps communities apply strategic thinking and prioritize their issues. So the students were immersed in the community assessment theory. So I utilized the MAP. I had all the documents from Kate May, the assessments and the meeting information. And immerse the students in the process. And several of the students were from the county, so it was really particularly apropos for them to learn a lot about their own county. They had no idea that this whole process had even taken place. And the students were placed at the health department, and they participated in community fairs, flu drives, and at the senior center. So there's 6 phases to the MAP process. And each phase allows important concepts of community practice to be highlighted. On March 23, 2006, approximately 50 individuals representing various agencies gathered to discuss a vision for the health and the well-being of Cape May County residents. And by discussing this collaborative process with the students, it helped the students be introduced to the concept of collaboration and identified community resources. Phase two was a full-day meeting, an exchange of ideas regarding the strengths and opportunities that exist within the county. The group came together and developed a vision for where they want the county to be, and their vision was that it is a caring community where relationships are built and valued and residents are actively involved in achieving optimal health and overall well-being. So this introduced concepts of brainstorming and interdisciplinary teamwork concepts to the students. The third phase was the assessment phase, and in Cape May County there was three focus groups conducted, then there was a local health system assessment, and then there was household surveys. So these are the results of the focus group surveys, and what the students learned from this was that they really could see two of the focus groups were community members and one was healthcare professionals. But they could really see the voice of the community coming through in these focus group surveys. They could see that what people were really concerned about, that they were concerned about, and it's a resort area, so the party-like atmosphere with the teen alcohol abuse, few year-round employment opportunities, concern over some of the schools shutting down, some of the Catholic schools were shutting down. And then they could also see that, you know, the people there did think it was a great place to live and that it was a beautiful environment. So they could really got the feel for the community input into the process. The next survey was the local public health system survey, and this is based on the 10 essential services. So the students were able to see what the 10 essential health services were and what the people and the providers in the county thought were some of the strengths and opportunities for the system. And the third survey was a community health status assessment survey, and that was over 7,000 surveys were mailed out to county residents, and 1,500 were returned, and we talked about the response rate and how they were utilized for data analysis purposes, and what the error rate was and the confidence level. So they learned a lot about research and epidemiology by looking over the results of these surveys. And this survey also had to be age adjusted, had to be statistically weighed for age because a lot of our response was seniors were disproportionately responded to the survey. So then at phase four is when the identification of the strategic issues takes place. And this is the analysis of the assessments. And we discussed how the community analyzed the assessment data and prioritized the results. And at this phase, they learned the concept of a group process and data analysis. So then we got to the development of the goals and strategies. And 2 weeks following the completion of phase four, the committee representatives once again met to complete the next stage. And this is, I talked about how we really pulled together as a group and tried to whittle down, take it down from the big global, all the different strengths and weaknesses and priorities and goals, and try to get it down to something that we could manage. So we got it down to these six crucial areas. And at this point, the students were learning about the importance of planning, setting goals and objectives. And this is really, I compare this to the nursing diagnosis part of the process. So phase six is the action cycle. And this is the phase where the work groups were going to address the six strategic issues. And they were going to meet and follow up on each of the initiatives of the strategic goals. So at this point, the students were ready to go to the senior centers and try to work with implementing some of the goals from the process. So they attended a chronic illness coalition meeting in the county, and the chronic illness coalition in our county is a Ongoing collaboration of healthcare, social service, education, religious, and community members. And it, a lot of the players at this meeting were also players in the MAP and the CHIP process. So it was a really good experience for students to be able to get to meet a lot of the parties that were involved in the assessment process. They reviewed the CHIP plans from their own localities. So I, as I said, I had some of the students from Cape May County, but I also had students from surrounding counties. So then they're all available online. So we pulled them up and the students went through them and analyzed them to see if it really rang true for them as they were gonna be on the other side of the wall. They were gonna be community members and to see if the CHIPs that were being implemented in their communities seemed reasonable to them. They were able to interview some key players at the health department. They identified population concerns and implemented health promotion programs. And they used the goals from phase five as a guide to program planning and implementation. So they chose meet the needs of the older population as a focus for their health promotion efforts in the community. And then they went out to two local senior centers and spent about 10 weeks at the senior centers providing programs and doing assessments. So this was a goal, and this was pulled right out of the MAP process. The goal, the needs of the older population was chosen by the students, and the goal was to empower the seniors and caregivers to lead healthier and more independent lives, and the strategies were already there for them through greater awareness, increased utilization of existing services, educate the seniors and caregivers to self-manage chronic diseases and better promote services available specifically for caregivers. As I said, this was a good choice of population because nearly one in four residents in Cape May County is 65 or older. And in the county with only one medical center and a limited number of health specialists, the proportion of the older adults requires special attention. So the student contributions to the county, they provided 20 blood pressure and medication counseling sessions. They assisted at some flu drives. They assisted the parish nurse at community screenings. They provided an educational program on fall prevention. They provided education program on heart attack and stroke care at the senior centers. And they provided education on community resources. The health department had put out a pamphlet of all the resources in the community and the students helped distribute it and review it, and they used it to help refer people when they were counseling at the senior center. So the value to the community, it extended the ability of the health department to provide health promotion in the community, and the value to the students was the students really understood how their activities contributed to the achievement of a community health improvement plan, which was developed through an assessment process. Some of the curriculum objectives that were attained, we demonstrated how to collaborate with community organizations, identify high-risk groups in the community, define the health status of a community, obtain basic demographic data, determine priorities, and determine the effectiveness of local health resources. They really did get the idea of the community as client, and they were able to differentiate between individual family practice and population-focused practice. Quad Council competencies, analytic assessment skills, communication skills, community dimensions of practice skills, and basic public health science skills were taught and realized by the students. They could really see how instrumental and resourceful the local health department was in getting the MAP process completed and implementing the CHIP in the county. And they could also see the role of public health nursing in this process. And they could see how public and private organizations operate within a community. Some of the collaborative difficulties the health department was a pleasure to work with. The community groups warmly welcomed the students. The parish nurse was a wonderful role model. The students were a little overwhelmed because it was a lot of travel and going to different venues and locations. There was a lot of organization and scheduling. I would say more than five students would be very difficult to handle. In the second semester, I expanded the program up into Ocean County, Long Beach Island, and there was even more time problems up there because it was a smaller health department. So we'd like to continue work with other agencies and implement the public health nursing earlier in the curriculum. And I'm working on developing an independent study model using the map and the CHIP in students' home county. And we're in the process of applying for a joint appointment for a director of public health nursing to be appointed at the college and also at the health department to aid us in some of these student projects. Thank you.